Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
I understand you have some bruises this morning.
I was going to say, if you see all these bruises, it wasn't me.
your 2-year-old was going in a wrestling match against you, hey?
Oh, man. Yeah, we came home from daycare, and all I wanted to do was just wrestle.
Yeah?
And it's like, okay, I know you and your dad get, like, into it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was just, like, climbing up me and doing like the kid patty pat pat pats and just kicking my butt.
Well, that's how Brinley has been now too. Brinley is my 2-year-old, and whenever we get to the changing table it's like we're gonna practice how to bicycle or something.
Right?
It's like, kid, I gotta get in here. Like we gotta get this figured out. And then all of a sudden, I'm just dealing with little Bruce Lee down there,
right?
Trying to kick my head off.
It's like trying to wrangle an alligator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Who's doing rolls.
That's accurate. Yeah. Sarah, what have we got in our Country Music Insider this morning?
Scotty McCreery is set to return to American Idol on Sunday.
Ah.
This was the competition he won back in season 10.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're in season 23 now.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Sounds about right, yeah. Chris Stapleton amazed us again with his musical talents when he sang a loving tribute to John Stamos on Jimmy Kimmel last night. The segment was called Wing It and Sing It, so he had never seen the lyrics before.
Well, I got that clip here. Let's play it.
But the one young man whom I love most, an American treasure named John Stamos.
To be fair, John Stamos is a legend.
He is a national treasure for sure, 100%. Sources are saying that Morgan Wallen may be opening another bar.
Ah.
But this time in Las Vegas. His reps are denying it right now. I mean, given what's going on with him, not surprised they're denying it right now.
Yeah.
Morgan actually did something very sweet over this past weekend. He partnered with the Make-A-Wish Foundation to make a fan's dream come true at his show in Mississippi. So Jayla Herbler is battling stage 4 lymphoma and undergoing treatment. So Morgan, through the foundation, ended up spending some time with her before the concert.
That's awesome.
So very sweet.
And we hope that she's okay,
yeah.
You know, that's certainly that. And the only thing that comes to mind is Morgan Wallen opening up a bar. Is he going to chain the chairs to the tables? Because that's about the only way. And that's our Country Music Insider this morning.